Sven Sundgaard is kind enough to join us right now. Sven, I want to thank you. You found a northern Minnesota tornado map that you posted. That actually,
that's for you.
Well, thank you. And you did. You could see the tornado that went by my family's cabin up in 1969, which, by the way, was part of a horrible outbreak of tornadoes in northern Minnesota that year. There was a whole bunch that seemed to, that, including a Category 5 that went through northern Minnesota. That
very
was
rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, very rare.
So, yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, it is surprising to me that there have been that many up there, because it really is not territory where you expect to see too much tornado activity.
No, not at all. But there's a lot to knock down, of course, before. So it would be a sight. I mean, you'd want to see it from a distance. But, you know, we're used to seeing tornadoes on the plains. You know, very rare, actually, that we have footage of tornadoes going through heavily forested areas. So that would be a totally different looking tornado.
The wildest one was the one that skipped over Electric Fetus, where it went it came through into South Minneapolis, hit Electric Fetus, then kind of went over the downtown and then smacked into North Minneapolis.
Yeah, so is this the one you're talking about that was like maybe, what, 10, 11, 12 years ago?
Yeah, not that long ago now, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was working that day. I was not actually on weather duty. I was doing a report, and I had just gotten back, and it was like midday, I think, or mid-afternoon or something, not prime tornado time. And I was getting emails from people saying, somebody from our assignment desk had come over and said, is there a tornado going up like 35 into downtown? I'm like, unlikely. And then all of a sudden, I looked at my email, and I had a few people sending me pictures from working downtown, you know, in various buildings, sending me pictures of just like sort of a weak-looking debris cloud going by their office buildings. And I'm like, what? Yeah, that was a bizarre storm.
Well, and it does happen. I mean, and like I said, who doesn't like vinyl at Electric Fetus? I mean, it's always nice to get that occasionally. But, you know, it knocked out the back wall of that building. And, I mean, that was a relatively small tornado, but, I mean...
Oh, yeah, it was not a big tornado. I don't know if it was even a one.
It really surprised me. I lived in Iowa. I got to see a lot of tornadoes down there. I much prefer tornadoes than hurricanes, because hurricanes wipe out large swaths. But the reality is...
Oh, yeah, and flooding and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. But when you see a tornado, I mean, they just will, you know, for that little strip, whatever, how big it is, anything in its path is gone. It is amazing that such a phenomenon happens.
Well, yeah, and we all have seen these weird things where, like, a plastic straw can be inserted into a tree trunk or a tire. And then, you know, like somebody, I was just watching not that long ago, where this devastating F4, EF4 or 5 tornado in Alabama or something, it just flattened this person's house. Everything was destroyed. But then a dresser that was in their room was placed out of the house, but placed completely upright like it should be, hundreds of feet away. All the pictures, socks, everything were in the drawer still.
Wow.
You know, so there's I think that's why they fascinate us. They're this violent thing that we have zero control over, and still are, you know, while we can predict a storm that might produce, you know, like we can predict a severe weather day, we can issue a tornado warning, we can't tell where that thing is exactly going to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of, you know, not to get too philosophical, in our modern times, that fascinates us, things that we still don't know.
We like to control things, and the fact that
we love to control things and ruin them.
Exactly. And the fact that you are somewhat subjected to what's going to happen is a feeling that, you know, people like to kind of confront head on.
Well, that's what I've always told people, why people are obsessed with weather. We claim it more in the Midwest, but really everybody around the world has weather stories. And it's the most ancient thing in humanity, is because it's the one thing we have zero control over. Even if we can predict it, we don't have control over it. We can warm up the planet, but, you know, because, you know, we're all trying to survive, whether we are hunters or farmers, we relied on weather and seasons. And yeah, I think that's just, it's an ancient thing that's just in our DNA.
Yeah. Well, at least today we understand the cold fronts and stuff like that, as opposed to, you know, eek, what's going on, you know, the terror of lightning. But
the Little Prairie episode where a blizzard comes out of nowhere and kills people.
Well, yeah, the reality, though, is that we know the science behind it. We still can't predict it, though. We can do pretty well, but there's still so many things about weather that are completely out of the realm of our ability to be able to kind of, you know, control or grasp, or at least be able to definitively say, well, there's tornadoes and there's going to be one that's coming down Maple Street. You know, we just, that element.
And any meteorologist will tell you, we don't want our computer models to be perfect, because then that would be boring. You know, set aside the safety issue, but you know, forecasting weather in Minnesota every day is something different. Well, you know, we have that one week in October or in May that's boring, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, it's not been boring now. I mean, I've and by the way, if you're not following Sven on YouTube, the videos you do. I love how you break down the weather, especially the kind of the larger patterns and how the air circulates and moves. We are finally moving this glob of cold air from the Arctic out of the way, and we're seeing the result today. Today is a gorgeous day.
Yeah, absolutely. It was 64 last I checked, and we kind of maxed out there and leveled off for the last few hours. But hey, we'll take it. 61 is the average high, so it's above normal today, actually. But the sunniest day we've had in 2 weeks,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
Since we've been in this rut. We've had some sun, like last weekend was nice, but, you know, there were still clouds passing through. This was the sunniest day, and I think people and trees alike noticed it fully. And, yeah, mm-hmm. We are finally seeing a change in the pattern. Now, don't think there's not going to be more cool days, but, I mean, the consistent cold that we've been in and mm-hmm. dreariness, that is ending. This weekend's not going to be the most beautiful, but the pattern is definitely shifting. I've been talking, as you say, in my videos for over a week now that this advertised pattern change in the models is finally happening, where we've got this huge ridge. Basically, that just means that the air is flowing straight north up into Alaska and then straight south in the western states. And that literally is like the roller coaster of cold for us, draining everything out of the Arctic. And there have been these minor fluctuations, but the actual pattern, that anomalous ridge, is finally leveling out, and it's actually going to set us up for kind of a stormy pattern to the middle of next week.
Well, and it should be something you mentioned as well, is that even though we've been cooler lately, we still are well above normal for April as far as temperature, right?
Still 3 degrees above average, which tells you almost more than experiencing the warm days that we had, more so how hot it was, how extreme that was, that we could handle most of these. I think 9 of these last 14 days have been below normal, and still we have this 3-degree surplus. And we will end the month above normal. That is a guarantee at this point.
You do have a kind of an odd thing. As nice as today is, you still say there is a chance for some parts of Minnesota to see some snow this weekend.
Yes, Sunday. It looks like the models are still kind of all over the place. The time of year with the most variability in forecasting a snowfall event is early and late in the season, because there's so many things that affect snowfall this time of year. You know, the timing is a big one. You know, if you get snow showers in the middle of the day, even when it's cloudy, the sun's still getting through and the ground is still warm. Mm-hmm. So this time of year, to really get snow to pile up, you got to have it happen at night or early or late in the day. So the models still are differing on the timing of the precip coming through. It's looking like the Twin Cities, at least, is going to probably see more liquid than anything. But northern Minnesota could see some snowfall. This is not going to be a huge event for anybody, but we're talking a couple inches. I'm calling it kind of the last gasp of this pattern that it just wants to say, okay, I might be leaving, but here you go. Before, and then we're going to jump up into the 70s on Monday for much of the southern part of the state.
Well, and it should be mentioned too. It's that is, I mean, we once again are just getting, you know, conditioned to this is being the new normal, because reality is, you know, people who've been from the Iron Range, who've lived in northern Minnesota, snow was common until May. I mean, and ice out. I mean, all these lakes being iced out already in northern Minnesota. I mean, that's early. So it is kind of one of those things where you're getting it, but it's almost like a small reminder of the way things used to be.
Well, and that's where I've kind of looked at this. I mean, I don't like the last couple of weeks have been miserable, right?
Yeah.
But I've been kind of talking about it as sort of a correction, because it was so warm that, you know, nature responded, because it's normal to get 1 or 2 really warm days in March or early April. But we had 5 days above 70 degrees, which is unheard of at that time of year. And we saw, like, the trees and everything sprouted. Had that continued and then it got as cold as it has, that could have been a disaster for migrating birds, certain plants, even native plants. So this was really, this is sort of nature's check on that. 2 weeks of pretty chilly weather that really kind of slowed down that process. We really needed that. So as miserable as it was for us humans, nature, we needed that. You know, and as we warm up and make the climate more volatile, those natural checks, you know, will not happen as well anymore.
Well, and you made it an you alluded to this in one of your videos, is that if it's a natural growing plant, you probably are okay not having to cover it because it's, yeah, you know, it's kind of used to this. It was the stuff that you're taking outside that's not used to this. Those are the ones you either have to cover up or take back inside, because you're right. The plants are used to, especially in Minnesota, in April, March, and April, they're used to a fluctuating temperature scheme.
They're hardy. You know, even trees that have small leaves like maples and box elder, they could handle, you know, we got down to 29, I think, in the Twin Cities. And outside of the metro, obviously, it was a little cooler. But even those 26, 27 degrees, first of all, it's only happening for a few hours. And the coldest night we had, which was Tuesday night, I believe, there was still a breeze, too. Mm-hmm. So all those things help, you know, those native plants really can handle that. But it is funny to me how every year, people in April, even people who are from here, are like, is it safe to put out? Come on, you know better. you're never safe until mid-May, truly.
You just want to push it. Don't push it. You gotta get it easy.
It's important to note that even if it's not going to be below freezing anymore, a lot of the plants that we put in our gardens or vegetables, tomatoes are a tropical plant.
Yes.
And a lot of flowers are tropical plants. So even though they might survive the frost, you don't want to put them into ground that's 40 degrees. That's too cold. Or if the daytime temperatures are going to be spending 75% of the time below 55, there's no point because they're not going to grow. So you just got to wait. I know we're all impatient, but we really are in that. It's kind of like the pandemic. We're really in the home stretch.
Yes.
You just got to, but don't blow it by putting out all your tomato plants and then they'll all die. So it's the same parallel to the pandemic. Pretend it's over.
I got gutsy last year. I put my tomatoes out on May 10th, and they survived. But I was like, yeah, I was risking a lot there.
You were asking for it.
I was asking for it. Next week, I did see that you are. I mean, now it's kind of time for us to transition into those spring storm patterns, and it does look like a pretty heavy duty storm from north to south is going to be coming across the country.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people have been commenting on social media, they're like, can we not just come out of this and have a few 70 degree days without thunderstorms? And like, no. again, are you new here? It's just, you know, that's kind of, we just spring in Minnesota. It does look like we are. So I was talking about, we're going to be in literally the opposite pattern of what we had last week. And again, to visually see this, go back and watch my video from yesterday where I show how we're literally in the opposite upper level pattern next week, where instead of this ridge in the west, we're going to be in a deep trough in the west, southwest. So that means literally the air from the Pacific sort of descends southeast. It bottoms out in Arizona, and then air in the middle of the atmosphere is then shot from southwest to northeast towards Minnesota. And that brings in very warm air. It also brings in the humidity pretty quickly from the Gulf of Mexico. And that sets us up for a stormy pattern when any minor cool front kind of rides along that pattern. So we really have a chance of thunderstorms, it looks like, now late Monday, Tuesday, and probably Wednesday next week. And, you know, the nature of thunderstorms is the precip can vary, but there will definitely be places in Minnesota that will see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall next week in some of these thunderstorms. So, you know, here we go, right into it.
Go to YouTube, watch Sven's videos there. Of course, Bring Me the News has them as well. I post them on social media. Watch the one from yesterday, get you up to date, and we'll keep an eye out for your updates for the weekend, especially with that snow that might be happening in Minnesota, okay?
And happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day, my friend.
Remember, we're a part of this planet, not apart from the planet.
Absolutely. We don't have any other place to go. I've seen Mars.
Nope.
It doesn't look
nice. I know people are like, oh, but Mars. Yeah, no.
I don't like potatoes that much, especially those potatoes.
I don't like North Dakota that much. That's almost like Mars to me. No. I'm kidding.
Well,
beautiful place.
Oh, well, all cards and letters to Sven. Sven Sundgaard, once again, bringmethenews.com at YouTube as well. Sven, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a lovely weekend, everyone.
You take care. Spotlight that interview. We'll come on back, wrap up the show when we do return with the Minnesota Coronavirus Update. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.